HSK9, Radio Thailand World Service, broadcasting from Bangkok for listeners in Asia and the Pacific, the Middle East and Africa, Europe and America. It is now time for our broadcast in English for listeners in Europe.
Live from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government, this is the News Hour.
Brought to you by Thai, smooth as silk.
สวัสดีครับ
สวัสดีค่ะ
Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, and this is Radio Thailand's Morning News Hour with me, Varun Sachdev.
And with me, Sandra Hanutsaha.
Let's begin with the national news, 12:05 this morning, and the Yingluck administration. The Prime Minister called for calm ahead of today's Constitution Court ruling on a legislation affecting the Senate. And also in the 12:05, an appeal court overturns charges against 18 parties faulted for corruption in the Klong Dan wastewater project.
Suicide, looking at the global scene, suicide blast killed 23 near the Iranian embassy in Lebanon, while Iran expresses optimism towards Geneva nuclear talks, and UK Prime Minister David Cameron makes the first call by a British leader to an Iranian president in over a decade, as Egyptian revolutionaries make a return to Tahrir Square.
On the business agenda, Wall Street ends lower, while FOMC minutes are to create short-term volatility for gold, and locally, public spending will likely be one of the deciding factors for an improved outlook as ADB backs sustainable Thai growth.
And in sports news, Kumar will be bringing you the latest results and fixtures.
Let's now take a look at those top headlines and much more in detail.
National News.
Brought to you by Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline.
7:02 a.m. in the Kingdom of Thailand, and these are the National News Top 5. Coming in at number 5, Permanent Secretary for Labor, Thirasak Sukhunthachat, has remarked that the U.S. government is likely to soon remove the kingdom from second tier.